Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, tells us the purpose of a bracha is to give us a constant reminder of Hashem and deepen our awe of Him. So many times in life, we only appreciate things when we can't have them. The idea of making a bracha is to be able to stop and to focus and to think and enjoy and take pleasure in the action that we're about to do while we're doing it. The Esav HaRasha, Vayechal, Vayesh, Vayakam, Vayelach. Eats, drinks, gets up and goes. Doesn't even think, doesn't even stop to savor. Certainly doesn't connect it back to its source. A Jew stops, pauses, thinks, focuses, and connects everything back to its source. That gives us the ability to enjoy, to appreciate that which we have while we are having it. It's a totally different form of existence. But we go further. Because what is this idea of saying the word Baruch? Blessed are you, Hashem. Is it really possible for us to bless Hashem? Nefesh HaChaim deals with it at length. The Rishonim discuss it at length. One concept is that the word Bracha is this awareness. You are the Makar HaBrachas. You're the source of all Bracha. Baruch is the same as Rachim and Chanun. You're the Makar HaBrachas, the spring and the source of blessings. Bricha is a spring. It's Medrash Rabbah in the Breishis Rabbah Lamates. But there's more than that. The recognition of Hashem as the true source of blessing comes from two premises. Number one is the belief in Hashgacha Pratis, where each person gets their rightful share. I get what's coming to me. If I'm not meant to have it, I'm not going to get it. And if I have got it, it means I'm meant to. And also the belief in the omnipotence of the Borei Olam, Hashem's unlimited power, through which this bracha becomes actualized and flows into the natural course of events. That's why these two concepts are an essential component to every bracha. Hashgacha Pratis, that's the Shem Havaya. Tzarashi and Shemos. Yudke Vavke. Hashem's power. On the other hand, no, that's something else. That's Melech Ha'ilam. So Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Ha'ilam. Melech Ha'ilam. Is the idea of divine providence. It's the idea of divine power. Perhaps that's why the Gemara tells us that any bracha that doesn't have Shem or Malchus is not a bracha. Perhaps that also explains why there's a certain apparent inconsistency in the pattern of a bracha. The start of a bracha is in the second person. Baruch atah, blessed are you, or you are the source of all blessing. But then invariably it changes to Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, to the third person. Or Asher Kiddushanu, who sanctified us. Only when Hashem is conceived and spoken to as Hashgacha Pratis, the Shem Havaya, the Yudkei Vavkei, only then can you approach Him with the directness of the second person. As such, He pervades the whole world and confronts us as you. But when we turn to Him as a ruler, He's Melech Ha'olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both near and far at the same time, exalted so far above is totally out of reach. And therefore we do things indirectly. That's Ramban and Shemos as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so near and so far, and brachas help us conceive of both those notions at once.